Good morning. Am I the only one surprised by this? The administration, the Obama administration has not entered into some of these other recent airline mergers, United Airlines, Delta. But in the case of American Airlines, which is in bankruptcy, Chapter 11, U.S. Airways, which has been struggling, the administration says it is going to court to try to stop it because it believes that some communities, which rely just on American and U.S. Air, will find fewer flights and higher prices.
This is a process that could take quite some time.
That's an understatement.
Years,
you
right?
You are so right, Manda. Traditional antitrust cases take years. I think American and United and U.S. Air believe that they could move fairly quickly with this merger, which has been out there and announced for a while. There are experts within the aviation community which say that the other mergers have not proven that there have been fare increases, but the Justice Department points to particular communities which really rely predominantly on U.S. Air and on American. Those are the places that might find less used routes cut off and higher prices without any competition. And there are a half dozen states which are joining the federal government in this, including Texas, which is, of course, American Airlines' home state.
And on to something totally different just for a second here while we have you. First Lady Michelle Obama is having a little bit of fun.
You are what you eat. From your head down to your
getting
feet.
Involved in the spreading the message about childhood obesity. Tell us a little bit
right.
about this.
Right. Well, that rap video, she does not sing in it and she does not dance in it. And it hasn't been released. It doesn't come out until next month, but it's easy to find on the internet. It's a couple of great songs on there, but one called Everybody, urging kids to eat healthy. Perhaps the weirdest part of it is where Dr. Oz in his green scrubs dances and sings about being a cardiac surgeon and eating healthy.
Dr. Oz sings?
And dances.
Okay, I'm going to have to look
that
one up.
It's the dancing that we can't do justice to on the radio.
Thanks so much, Ann. It's ABC's White House correspondent, Ann Compton.